In this section of the pre-show description for ComShake's online reading of The Tempest, I will tell you about the actors, the characters they play, and a few extra tidbits of information. Commonwealth Shakespeare Company has assembled a multicultural cast that represents a wide cross-section of our society. They want audience members to recognize people like themselves on stage, or in this case, on screen. With that in mind, I asked the actors to write physical descriptions of themselves, along with any other information they wanted to share with you about who they are. Prospero, the rightful Duke of Milan, is played by John Douglas Thompson. He is a black man whose short, dark hair is punctuated by a dramatic patch of white above his forehead on the left. He wears a collared denim shirt and black-rimmed glasses. Miguel Cervantes is Ariel, a spirit in service to Prospero. He has a short brown beard, brown eyes, and shoulder-length curly dark hair that hangs loose and parted to one side. He wears a button-collared black polo shirt with short sleeves. As part of his magic, Ariel sometimes strums a guitar to create music heard by characters who can't see him. He occasionally plays ventriloquist as well. As he mouths words, other characters speak them, to their surprise and dismay. Prospero's daughter Miranda is played by Nora Eschenheimer, an athletically built woman with green eyes and short strawberry blonde hair. She wears a crew-necked royal blue long-sleeved shirt. Michael Underhill plays Alonso's son, Ferdinand. He is a Caucasian male of Irish and Scandinavian descent, 32 years of age. He has light brown hair that is long on top, short on the sides, and brushed back to the left. He also has a cowlick, a widow's peak, green hazel eyes, and prominent cheekbones. For this reading, he wears a gray t-shirt. Remo Iraldi plays Antonio, Prospero's brother and the usurping Duke of Milan. He's a round-faced man with short graying hair, beard, and mustache. He wears a teal crew-necked t-shirt. Playing Gonzala, an honest old counselor, is Siobhan Juanita Brown. She is black, Mexican, and indigenous Mashpee Wampanoag. She has curly salt and pepper hair and brown eyes. 52 years young, Siobhan teaches children in the elementary Wampanoag Language and Culture School on the reservation in Mashpee, Massachusetts. Siobhan wears a dark green and teal V-necked shirt. At the top of the show, her hair is pulled back from her face, but after the storm, it hangs loose and wild around her shoulders. Richard Noble portrays Alonso, the King of Naples. He's a spry 72-year-old Caucasian man, 5'7", 145 pounds, with mostly gray hair and beard, both neatly trimmed for the moment. He wears a charcoal gray shirt buttoned all the way up. Maurice Emmanuel Parent is Alonso's brother Sebastian. He is a tall, bald, African-American man who appears in a black t-shirt. Nail Nacer gives us Caliban, a native of the island in service to Prospero. Nail is a multiracial man of French and Djiboutian descent of average build. He has olive skin, brown eyes, a bald head, and a salt and pepper beard. For the reading, he wears a dusty blue t-shirt. John Kuntz plays Trinculo, jester to the king. He has graying brown hair with a mostly gray beard and mustache. He wears a charcoal gray button front shirt. Fred Sullivan Jr. plays Stefano, the king's drunken butler. Fred is a big, burly, bearded Boston boy who is of 100% Irish descent. He hasn't had a drink in 30 years and so loves playing drunk. For the reading, Fred wears a collared blue cotton shirt. Collectively, Stefano, Trinculo, and Caliban are referred to as the clowns. For brevity's sake, I may use this term in my descriptions from time to time. Here is a taste of their silliness, which I may not have time to fully describe. At one point, Ariel brings glistering apparel for Trinculo and Stefano to wear. He holds up random items of clothing one at a time, then tosses them off to one side. When Trinculo and Stefano put them on, they use their own random clothes. Stefano drapes a white scarf on his head, stacks a black hat on it, then a red jester's cap on top of that, which dangles and covers his eyes for a time. Trinculo ties a white shirt atop his head so the arms hang down around his face like long hair. He drapes several other pieces over his shoulders and tops them off with a couple of silk flower leis. Playing one of the mariners and Iris, the Greek goddess to sea and sky, is Siobhan Carroll. She is a white Irish-American woman with long hair and dark brown eyes. For the reading, she wears a white square-necked top. Caroline Cronin plays a mariner and Juno, the Roman goddess of marriage. A 29-year-old white, straight, cis female with red hair, Caroline wears a button-front blouse made of royal blue and white speckled fabric that vaguely suggests light flickering on water. Duncan Gallagher is the boatswain, or bosun, of the ship. Wearing a black tight-necked sweater and a black stocking cap, he has hazel eyes, wavy dark brown hair, a beard, and mustache. Jessica Golden portrays Ceres, the Roman goddess of agriculture, as well as a mariner. She is a 27-year-old Caucasian woman with shoulder-length brown hair and hazel eyes. She wears a light blue V-necked shirt with short sleeves. Alicia Hartz plays Adrian, a lord under Alonso, and a mariner. Alicia is an average-height, athletically built 24-year-old of mixed European descent. She has a fair complexion with freckles, sandy brown hair, and big chocolate-colored bug eyes. For the reading, Alicia wears a black long-sleeved V-neck top. And finally, Francisco, a lord under Alonso, and the shipmaster are both played by Dylan C. Wack. He's a 24-year-old Caucasian man of Irish descent with short brown hair and brown eyes. He wears a grayish-blue button-down shirt. In place of a program, you can read more about the actors and production team by visiting the tab labeled Artists on the Tempest page of the ComShakes website. The address for that is comshakes.org/production/the-tempest. That's comshakes.org/production/the-tempest.